This is Innovations in Patient Care. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Innovations in Patient Care. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This episode is sponsored through the generous support of Physio-Control. Find out more about how they are helping healthcare professionals innovate and improve outcomes in healthcare at physio-control.com, or look for them on Facebook and Twitter. In this episode, we talk with two of the top critical care nurses on social media channels. I'm joined by critical care nurse and author Katie Kleber from FreshRN.com, and we also have acute care nurse practitioner Sean Dent from SeanDent.com. We have a lot of fun talking about our impressions of the NTI conference this past year in Houston, Texas, and what we're looking forward to most when we attend all conferences like this one. Check it out. Hey, everybody. We're here at NTI 2017 in Houston, and this is the fun interview for a change, a little bit of amusement. You might know some of these folks, Katie Kleber, yes, and Sean Dent, some of my online nursing friends that have podcasts, blogs, what have you. And why don't you introduce yourselves real quick, just so they know who you are, if they don't already.
So my name is Katie Kleber. I am the nurse behind FreshRN.com and the book Becoming Nursey. I'm a nurse with experience in neurocritical care and cardiac step down, and yeah.
Awesome. Sean?
My name is Sean Dent. I don't own any books or anything like that. I've been a blogger online for about 10 years. You can find me on SeanDent.com. I do blogging, podcasting now, just took on a position as a co-host for the RNFM radio podcast, and I have been an acute care nurse practitioner for about 5 years, been in nursing, ICU nursing for over 13.
Awesome. So we're here at this conference. You guys have been having a great time. I've been having a fantastic time. I know. It's just not. But what have you been doing? What have you seen? Is there something that's just stood out to you about the mood at the conference, or something in particular that you just caught your eye?
Well, the super sessions have been great. I love the MC. I actually used to work with him, and John Holmer, I think he's doing a great job with that. I'm loving watching the social media scene, the hashtag NTI stuff. I really like that they're promoting that heavily to encourage people to interact. So there's people, like, I went to a sepsis lecture yesterday, and the guy sitting next to me was like, are you the one blowing up my Twitter feed? Like, and I met the guy next to me essentially because of Twitter, and it was kind of cool talking about the social media aspect and that. So I really like how the AACN's really taken a hold of that. And there's also just a million breakout sessions. So there's so much. I've found that this is my third NTI, and I've found that it's like, okay, I have to go with a specific purpose. Like the first time it was all neuro. The next time it was all, things I'd never dealt with. So like, you know, ARDS and proning patients. And then this time I'm doing a little bit more of a big picture. And if you don't have that kind of focus, there's just so much different things that you can see. So, yeah.
And I get that sense, too. When you go to something that's this big, if you don't have a plan going in, you can just kind of wander around aimlessly, yeah, because there's so much to do.
I've been to Magnet, but this is by far the biggest nursing conference I've ever been to, which is interesting because a specialty organization has it. But there's 6,000 nurses in one building. I mean, it's pretty incredible, and there's so many vendors and everything. So if you don't have a plan, you're not going to see all of it by any means. So, yeah, you got to have a plan.
Yeah. What about Sean?
Well, this is my first NTI, so it's mind-blowing for me. I've been to other nursing conferences that were minuscule and really tried to use social media appropriately, but like Katie said, I was utilizing the hashtag before I even got here. And it happened to me on two separate occasions that I was in a session tweeting, and at the end of the session, I realized that someone took a picture, and I took a picture, and I'm like, oh, wait, he's sitting right over there.
Yeah.
So walked out of the room and started chatting. So, like, the power of social media right there. I've ironically met a bunch of people that follow me online through other social media channels that I never would have got to see, you know, in person. I have a decent following. That are very engaged on my channels, and it was really cool to actually see them in person. And thankfully, I actually took your advice when I first signed up for NTI. I pre-scheduled everything, and I have it online, so I had a plan going into it, and I did the same thing. I picked one theme, and I stuck with that because I usually go to all my nursing conferences have to do with my weaknesses. What do I need to learn more about? And I wanted to learn more about antibiotics and learn more about TTM protocols and a little bit of respiratory.
So let's talk about the conference between the conference, because I've often found, the just like you've both alluded to, that the conference itself is almost more about the people you meet in line for coffee and the connections you make with people that you never thought you were going to run into, and they last for such a long time.
Mm-hmm. I have a few books that are published by the American Nurses Association, and the only reason I got that is because of a connection I made at a conference. Like, the networking is incredible. Mm-hmm. And even if it's not, like, with clinical stuff, hey, you know, you're doing this poster presentation about something I want to implement on my unit, let me talk with you more. Or every single presenter puts their email address up after. I mean, almost, I'm not sure about every single one, but most of them do. Like, hey, how can I help you achieve the goals that you need in personally, professionally, or on your unit? So it's the networking and just having all of these specialized people in one space is so incredibly valuable.
Yeah, you get that person that's solved the problem you have.
Exactly, yeah, and there's so many different problems out there, and you don't realize until you're all, you know, in the same area and how someone else figured this out, and I don't want to make the same mistakes, and so I can learn from them and leverage their knowledge, and it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So I agree with the networking part, but I think what I'm appreciating most is the relatability and how personable people are. I've been to other conferences outside of the nursing profession, and it's always very tight, buttoned up, professional, stick to what's going on the slides. But a lot of times people go away from the slides and just start having a one-on-one conversation, or we always, as nurses, always seem to relate to what I like to call the war stories. We all have experienced kind of the same thing, and to hear it from other perspectives from across the United States, it just validates and makes you feel just a tad bit more comfortable about what you do.
Yeah, the super session, the MC was talking about all these nurse scenarios that we just like identified so much with like Nana that keeps pressing the call bell even though you're looking right at Nana. Stop. Please stop. Like, just like, or the confused, like, it's like, so, like, we're in all these very different areas, but we're all critical care nurses, mm-hmm. and have those same experiences that really bond us. So it's so relational when you meet these people and you guys have such similar experiences.
So, thoughts for next year. If somebody's watching this, never come to any nursing conference, let alone NTI, mm-hmm. Because my audience is so broad beyond just critical care. What are your suggestions or impressions about going to a conference?
So I have a few, because I've been to a few of these and other conferences. So, and NTI specifically provides a lot of resources beforehand. So I plan out my schedule entirely beforehand. So I did that a few weeks ago where I was like, okay, this day, I know I'm going to want to break at this point, or I know I'm going to want to do this and this and this. So here's the sessions, break it down by time and making sure you have that, and then having backup sessions. So if you go to one session and it's full, you have another one to go to. Right. So you're not scrambling and wasting time. So having a backup session is really helpful. I'm a little bit of a travel nerd and like snob, where I'm like, I want to be in the hotel connected to the conference center, so I don't have to worry about the temperature outside. I just have to worry about the temperature inside and dressing for that. I'm planning NTI like a year in advance kind of thing. So I'm budgeting appropriately, mm-hmm. Because it can get costly if you're not paying attention to things. So highly recommend starting early with your planning. Practically, and then also just with your sessions.
And come next year, or should people be going to this conference or their own specialty conference at some point soon?
I'll be back. I'm hooked. Yeah. And it seems like they seem to... I didn't get a chance to go last year, but I watched it all online, social media, and they've upped their game this year. I can only imagine what next year is going to be like, because they really are utilizing social media a lot more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe it's just because I'm a social media junkie, that I'm noticing that it's greatly improved. But you know what? On top of what Katie is suggesting, is that you got to find that balance between improving and engaging professionally, but also having some fun. Mm-hmm. You know, stopping in what you're doing and not just focusing on what the content is being provided, but there's a nurse right next to you that literally walks what you walk. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised what you can learn just by the people you're standing in line and coffee for. Because it happened this morning. Standing in line, everyone's like this, and then someone started telling a story about a patient scenario, and like three people turned around, oh yeah, that happened to me. And you know, someone asked me that earlier today, why NTI? And the bottom line is, I'm around people that get me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So give people an idea of how to get a hold of you on social media or wherever, so my audience can connect with you if they haven't already.
Oh, for me, once again, SeanDent.com is the quickest way to find me. I don't think there's a social media channel I'm not on. So whatever your preference and whatever your play is, you can find me. Please reach out to me.
Excellent. Katie?
And I am at freshrn.com. You can find me on Instagram at Katie, K-A-T-I, underscore Kleber. On Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at that handle. On Facebook, it's freshrn. So check me out. Connect. I'd love to.
So follow these folks. I can't say enough. It's fun to watch their feeds on Instagram, on Twitter, on every channel they have. It's awesome. And continue to follow all the things that I've been covering here at NTI on this channel where you're watching or listening to this. And we'll be back with more soon here from NTI 2017 in Houston. That's going to wrap up this segment and episode of Innovations in Patient Care. Stay tuned for more segments from the top healthcare, EMS, and nursing conferences this year as we continue to focus on ways that healthcare professionals, just like you, are providing innovative care and improving patient outcomes all the time. Thanks again to Physiocontrol for sponsoring this and other episodes of Innovations in Patient Care. Make sure you say thank you to them on Facebook or Twitter for helping me bring you some of the best in healthcare innovators every year. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic. You can check out my other shows in the iTunes directory or over at mediccast.com. I'll be back soon with more from Innovations in Patient Care. In the meantime, stay safe. And stay tuned here to Innovations in Patient Care.